Good morning. It's Thursday, April 30th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A controversial policy change is accelerating the clock for migrant children in the U.S. The administration of Donald Trump is moving forward immigration hearings for unaccompanied minors by weeks or even months. Reports say children as young as four are now required to appear in court frequently, sometimes without legal representation. Officials argue the move helps combat trafficking networks and ensures children are returned to safe environments faster. But critics say the fast-tracked process risks undermining due process and placing vulnerable children at greater risk. The policy is part of a broader push to tighten immigration controls. As legal challenges loom, the debate over enforcement versus protection is set to intensify. Another news. A former top law enforcement official is now at the center of a legal storm. James Comey has surrendered to face charges linked to an Instagram post showing seashells arranged as 8647. Prosecutors argue the image implied a threat against President Donald Trump, while Comey insists he was unaware of any violent meaning and denies wrongdoing. His legal team claims the case is politically motivated and plans to seek dismissal. Some legal experts have also questioned the strength of the charges, citing free speech protections. Each charge carries up to 10 years in prison. The case could test the boundaries between political expression and criminal threat in an increasingly polarized climate. Around the world, the financial toll of war is coming into sharper focus. A senior Pentagon official says the U.S. conflict with Iran has cost around $25 billion so far. Most of the spending has gone toward munitions, though full details remain unclear. Lawmakers, including Congressman Adam Smith, say they've long pushed for transparency on the costs. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the expense, arguing it is justified to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. The rising cost, alongside higher fuel prices, is becoming a political issue ahead of midterm elections. As the conflict continues, pressure is mounting to balance national security goals with economic realities. Another news. China is grounding parts of its fast-growing drone industry, at least in its capital. Authorities in Beijing will ban the sale and restrict the use of drones starting Friday, citing security concerns. Under the new rules, drones cannot be sold, rented, or even brought into the city without approval, and all devices must be registered with police. Officials say the move is about balancing safety with innovation in the so-called low-altitude economy. China is home to major drone makers like DJI, but it's also becoming one of the most tightly regulated markets for drone use. The policy could reshape how urban airspace is managed in one of the world's leading tech hubs. Another news. A legal reversal in Singapore is reigniting debate over public protest rights. Three women have been fined for organizing a pro-Palestinian walk after a higher court overturned their earlier acquittal. The demonstration involved around 70 people heading toward the presidential compound to deliver letters related to the Gaza conflict. Authorities in Singapore maintain strict rules on public gatherings, especially those tied to sensitive international issues. The court ruled the organizers should have taken further steps to ensure their protest was lawful. Activists argue the decision limits freedom of expression, while the government insists such controls are necessary for social stability. The case highlights the ongoing tension between order and civil liberties. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.